following is a Super Network production with Super Marcy.
I blame this movie for this movie. I don't know.
The terrible Australian Bee Jermaine.
Between the puppet sex, the puppet porn, the puppet vomiting, the puppets eating shit, this was the scene where it was going too far.
Professor Batch.
I'll tell you, that's a Canadian Hard 30.
It contains coarse language.
They're not even there! What is going on?
Mature themes.
Oh, 25 cents for triple X movies, I'm going.
Potential spoilers.
Spoiler alert.
Listener discretion is advised. Please find us at supermarcy.com and subscribe to us via Patreon at patreon.com/thesupernetwork. Enjoy.
Give us that gift. Give us that example. Let it be your gift.
I mean, we get together a unit of like 10 or 12 guys. We set up a chain of command, establish a war chest, commit assassinations of alleged enemies.
Brotherhood.
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 The Brotherhood.
Brotherhood.
Brotherhood. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to episode 30, the big 3-0 for the To Be Tuesdays podcast, the number one To Be related podcast that is hosted by two Australians and a Canadian. I am one of those Australians. I'm Super Marcy, and welcome to our returning listeners and new listeners. And if you're new, this is the podcast where we find something random on the free streaming service Tubi, which you can find at tubitv.com. And we have an audio commentary / watch along. And if you're on the Patreon, more often than not, there is a video version of the podcast. So please check that out. And let's get right to business. As I said, I'm Super Marcy. I'm joined with my two lovely co-hosts. First of all, we have the one who is the best of the worst that Australia has to offer, the terrible Australian, Bede Jermaine. Hello, Bede. How are you?
I'm good, thanks, Marcy. How are you?
I'm not too bad. As of recording, we are in a very strict lockdown here in Melbourne, so what else are we going to do but watch movies on Tubi to pass the time?
Indeed. Although I have to say, Marcy, like, everyone keeps calling me a terrible Australian, but given everything that's been going on in terms of lockdown, like people sort of breaking rules and also our PM being an absolute dick and some of the other state premiers being even just as dicks, I don't think I'm really that terrible of Australia by comparison.
No, you're not. You're just terrible in terms of watching so much crap and loving every second of it. But since we relate to that, that's why we call you the best of us.
Exactly. There we go. Exactly.
And of course, welcoming Professor Batch, the one who is behind Pop4D and co-host of Web Tales of Spider-Man podcast. Welcome once again.
Professor Batch, head of research and development over at Pop4D, also a broadcast journalist. Got a MA and a BA and a BMF besides from the Bobby Heenan School of Broadcast Journalism. So thank you very much. Now, yes. I noticed, since I am the lone Canadian on this podcast, we try and bring some Canadian actors, Canadian movies. I've noticed there's two Canadian actors in this film you've chosen today, Marcy. How's that for a segue?
Yes, there absolutely is. Now, because we're on episode 30 and it just happened to be my pick, I thought I would go back. I decided to, look up to be some actors I was thinking about, and this gem of a film popped up, and I'm very excited because as a kid, I used to watch this on my videotape, and I still actually have the VHS put away somewhere. I used to watch it all the time. Me and my cousin used to watch this movie religiously. I still remember it pretty fucking well, even now that I haven't seen it for like 20 years. We are watching the TV movie Brotherhood of Justice, starring Keanu Reeves and Kiefer Sutherland.
It's the two Ks.
Yes, but have either of you seen this movie before?
No.
I have. I saw it a long, long time ago because I think I was going through a little bit of a sort of a a phase where I was like checking out the most obscure Keanu Reeves films, and I believe this might have aired on, I think.
No one does, let's be honest.
Yes. But like on one of the movie channels here in Australia, I think it might have been Movie Greats, I can't remember, but I know it had like, there was like a few very old school kind of Keanu Reeves films from the 80s I hadn't seen before, so this was one of them. But I remembered that, I mean, it has been quite a while since I've seen it, probably maybe somewhere between 15 years or so. But I did remember digging it a lot, but I'm very curious to see how it holds up years later.
Yeah. I'm very excited to see, like, how this movie plays now. And being that I was obsessed with it as a kid, which probably has something to do with having a crush on, like, everyone who's in it.
So what year did this movie come out?
I'm just looking it up because I can't remember off the top of my head. It was 86.
Better question. What year was it filmed and what year was it released?
I'd assume it was probably filmed the year before, but this was like a PG TV movie, and it's set in a high school where a group of students decide to become vigilantes. So,
vigilantes.
There you go. But apparently it was based on events that occurred in real life, and Bede, he always does our trivia. Yes. He can you know, tell that story when we get to it. So...
indeed.
We are almost ready to go. Bede, since it's your job every podcast for our new listeners, or if anyone forgets, how you can watch along with the film if you want to, or just listen to the podcast. So give us the quote-unquote rules.
Indeed. For all those out there who have never listened to any of our podcasts before, first of all, how dare you?
Yeah.
But second of all, what you need to do is go to Tubi, look up the film Brotherhood of Justice, and once I'm going to count down from five, and when I say go, that's when you play the movie, and then that way our audio commentary will be in sync with the film. But I'm pretty sure if you're in a part of the world where Brotherhood of Justice isn't on your local Tubi, that's okay, because I'm pretty sure our audio commentary on its own will still be a fun listen to regardless. And, of course, if you have the film on DVD, or even if it's streaming somewhere else, you can definitely still listen to our show via that means as well. Not that we'll say what these other streaming services are, because this is a Tubi related podcast, but since we are the Tubi one, we're just going to talk about that. So
just visit our sponsor Surfshark, because you can VPN and shit, so go to our link in the description.
Yes.
Agreed.
Exactly. If you do want to watch Brotherhood of Justice on your Tubi somehow, look up our VPN.
Sponsorship.
Look up Surfshark. Sponsorship via...
Real smooth, guys. Real smooth.
Yeah. Look up our sponsorship with Surfshark during this episode.
Yeah. Look at the show notes. The link is there. We give you 81% off. It's beautiful. We love it. Anyway, let's get rolling.
Hey guys, have you heard of? Never mind.
Do you know what subtle is? No.
Nice. All right, let's do this.
I'm so excited.
Are we all ready? Yes. Are we all ready for some Brotherhood of Justice?
Yes, I'm so ready, excited.
All right, let's do this. Let's count it down from 5, 4, 3. 2, 1, go.
The movie hasn't even started, and I can already tell everyone's a hard Canadian 30.
The first thing we see in this movie is a sign that says "Keep out," and I think that's a warning from the movie, from the film, to stop watching it.
No, all the high school kids need to watch this movie and understand vigilantism is wrong.
Exactly.
Yeah. Right. Cool.
I mean, it is. What have I been doing in my life? Have I been...
why did I not go break into my high school and just get my spray cans and spray just a bunch of shit to fuck things up and whatever? Like, why didn't I do this? Ugh.
Marcy, why did you do that?
I don't know, my school was already fucked up.
I want to spray some dots all over the place.
Polka dot man.
Yes. Exactly. They're just drawing dicks. They're just spray. Yeah, I mean, just.
They're not even drawing dicks.
Nah, what a waste.
Oh, wow, they're busting all the balls. Wow, what a tragedy.
They're ball busting. Yes. Oh, no, that one trophy had one day left to retirement.
Oh, no, the camera's tilting. Is this directed by the guy who made Battlefield Earth?
Oh, shit. We've already started this movie with a bang. Oh, they broke a TV and a VHS
player. Hey, that TV was already broken by the time they got there. It was already shattered.
That was the first take. They had to do two.
Yeah. They were. This was like a Clint Eastwood production. They were only allowed one or two takes per shot.
And they had to get the TP out there. My God.
Wait a minute. This is a different film. This is The Brotherhood of Justice.
This is the sequel to Brotherhood of Justice. The Brotherhood of Justice. Keanu Reeves.
God, this movie just brings me back memories. Oh, look, it stars Lori Loughlin.
Who recently went to jail for like a little while, I think.
Which may
rich people
not.
Jail, let's be honest. To be fair, it was...
Yeah.
Oh, come on, you didn't say it.
To be fair. To be fair!
To be fair!
Yeah, guys are slacking.
Sorry.
It was rich people jail.
This movie has a special appearance by Joe Spano.
Indeed.
Give me 1 second, guys. Freddy, stop scratching! Why does my dog feel like he has to be heard every podcast?
is this the theme music to, like, Law and Order? Because this is what it sounds like.
Yes! This is the theme music to every time I do something wrong.
Oh my gosh!
I was about to
find out!
You're right! The man who made the music for Terminator!
Indeed.
He made this Law and Order-esque Brotherhood of Justice theme.
Or did Law and Order steal the theme from this movie?
I reckon they did.
Because if this came out in the 80s... Well, hi, kitty.
Pro-pa-pa-pa? This is a very boring opening, sorry.
I find it very weird when I watch a movie and it has, like, a special guest star credit. Mm. I find that weird. It's like, I can get that for a TV show, but for a movie?
Yeah, but
even if it's a TV movie?
Yeah, how is it a special guest? They're in the cast with everyone else. Oh, look at that sweater!
I think I own that sweater.
Here's Keanu!
Look at that! Whoa! I'm going off the go.
Oh my God, look at that old Macintosh computer!
Are we sure this isn't just Keanu Reeves now?
Yes.
It could be.
Holy shit, that's Danny Nucci.
It is.
From Titanic.
It is.
And also,
isn't
Billy
it?
Zane is. It is. And Billy Zane's also in this movie, so they starred in a movie together before Titanic.
True. Geez, Keanu's rich because he's got a maid.
Of course, he wants to get into vigilantism because he's a rich white guy.
Exactly. Who wears.
Is this like TV? Is this the pilot for TV Batman?
Yes.
I was going to say, of course he's rich. He's wearing a blazer at breakfast.
Look at his hair.
Isn't it beautiful?
That looks like Will Wheaton hair.
It does, actually.
13 cars?
I never realized that was, Daddy Nucci.
I know, right?
My mind was just blown with how many times I've seen this fucking movie. Bloody hell.
Oh, he got guilt tripped by the maid.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's like, oh, gee.
Well, everyone steals.
Indeed.
I mean, look at the car he drives to school in.
I know, right?
He's not a rich kid at all.
Indeed. He probably has his own cars. He probably has his own parking spot.
It's just Keanu Reeves. Like, seriously.
I don't know anyone, like, in high school, but I was in high school, who actually drove themselves.
Right? I reckon about 5 people out of, like, 200 students who could drive actually drove to school.
That's fairly common here in Canada. Once you get of age and you get your license, yeah.
Now, Batch, did you drive your car to high school?
I don't even have a license, dude.
I still don't have my license. I'm not medically cleared to drive. At least I have an excuse.
I just can't be fucked.
Hey, my high school was like 20 minutes walk from home. I didn't need to drive. Plus, exactly. I could stop by the video store and Macca's.
Indeed. Well, where I live right now, I have a legit train station out the back of where I live, and I got a tram stop on either side of my building, so I don't need a car.
Look at all these 30-year-old teenagers.
I know, right? I know. They are definitely hard Canadian 30s.
Indeed. Hello, Laurie Lachlan.
Yeah. I mean, do you want to share a jail cell with her? Go for gold.
I was going to say she could be my jailbird anytime.
Aunt Becky is forever unclean.
Mm-hmm.
Indeed.
And I can't look at her the same again because she went to jail. She broke the law for her children.
Indeed.
How naughty.
Not even in a cool way.
Yeah. I watched the
documentary. It's Kiva!
Hey!
It's Kiva. Damn it, I gotta get out of here. I gotta go save the president.
Beep, 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 beep,
beep. This was.
I gotta go down. I gotta go to algebra class, then have a smoke. Beep. Beep.
This was before the Lost Boys.
Indeed. Oh, ad.
Ad.
Pause. Oh, we got an ad too.
Yep, we've got an ad for Tubi.
We got an ad for some Tubi movie starring Joey Lawrence.
Yes.
We just have a Tubi.
Although one time. No joke, one time I was watching Tubi just, you know, randomly one day, and I was legit taken aback because they showed an ad for Netflix on Tubi.
Why?
I don't know.
All right, our ad is...
Okay, we're not back yet, but we're...
I'm at 729.
Yep, 729 right now. Mm. Now.
No, Tubi, I am not doing a swim for an episode of Tubi Tuesday. Quit suggesting it.
Look at this kid.
Look at his fashion. He's got a sweater with a huge V and a tie and a checkered. He's a checkered shirt.
That kid looks like he's a fucking weightlifter.
He's 45.
Yeah.
He is 45.
Look at this kid. Man. I can't get over him. That guy has a mustache.
That's when you know they legit cast adult actors for teenagers if they legit have beards or mustaches in the background.
That guy with the curly hair, that one, that's what my hair looked like in 1986. Just curls. Look at all these rich kids, like, they really think they run the place, don't they?
Yes.
I mean, isn't that how... Sorry.
Sorry.
You go.
I was going to say, isn't that how it works, though?
Yeah.
Rich kids run everything.
The rich run everything. It's like, they're pissed off that the poorer people are stealing their shit to pay for life. And these guys just get everything handed to them. Like, stop complaining. Mum and dad will buy you something new. Fuck off. Then there's Joe Spano. In his special guest appearance in a TV movie.
My favorite thing is when someone has a special guest appearance, you think, oh, they're in it for one scene, but they're, like, in it for the whole movie.
I know. He's the fucking school principal. Is he school principal? Something. Or police chief. I don't remember. Well, he's one of them. Whatever.
Yeah, he's the police chief.
School principal, same thing.
You know what this movie should have been? This should have been Ed Asner and Wilford Brimley cast as teenagers.
Yes.
As undercover police officers in this movie.
Keanu Reeves and Kiefer Sutherland should have played the cops. With the other ones as the school kids, you wouldn't have been able to tell the difference.
I'm not going to lie, Marcy, you almost made me do a spit take then.
So close, god damn it.
Almost.
Damn it.
Almost.
Damn it. This is part of the 2B Tuesday's charm. We try to break each other.
Indeed. So now, since this is a TV movie, would this be classified? And it's set in high school. Would this be classified as an after-school special?
Oh, yes. Fuck yeah, it is. Yeah, absolutely.
So for all those our younger listeners out there who don't know what after school specials were, they were basically like these TV movies. Yes, indeed. They were like these TV movies, like sometimes running to about an hour or 90 minutes, where they would play like after school, where they would basically deal with like socially relevant topics that were happening with high schools, whether it be teen pregnancy, drugs, sort of sex, and all that. And they were basically propaganda pieces just to show how bad those things are.
Or essentially, it's like the AIDS episode of Captain Planet.
Indeed.
So my question is, when do Soda Pop and Pony Boy show up?
They are being really terrible right now.
They're being very racist, Marcy.
Yeah, I wasn't going to say it, but yeah. They're being very racist. Oh, hi, Billy Zane.
I'm Billy Zane!
And that kid looks like he's 50, the one that was behind him.
I know.
What the hell?
That dude's hair looks exactly like mine back in when I was a teenager. This guy's hair.
What happened? His name's Mule. No wonder he's a dickhead. I forgot they had really weird names in this movie.
See, the message of this movie, just because someone is different from you doesn't mean they're guilty. Yeah. That's the message.
And don't let your friends give you nicknames that are like Mule.
Indeed. I like how Lori Loughlin...
Sorry.
Indeed. I like how Lori Loughlin's hat doesn't even fit her head.
Her hair's too big. I can't get over that guy in the background before. Looked fucking 50.
Our Canadian 15.
Yes.
What the fuck movie?
And Keanu's just never ages.
Bede, can you find out how old Keanu Reeves and like everyone was in this movie?
Okay, I'll find out.
I can't do mathematics in my head, so...
It shouldn't be too hard to figure out, because it... Well, this came out in 86, right?
86, so, yes.
Yeah, so Keanu was...
Potentially filmed 86, too, I'm not sure.
Okay, all right, so we'll say 85, since that probably when it was filmed. Mm. So Keanu would have been about 21 at the time.
Okay, so not too bad. Yeah. 4 years off Kiefer. From being 17. Oh, look at him. Yes. He's adorable little Kiefer Sutherland. So
I want to.
He plays the shy nerd kid compared to him playing like the bully and the villain. It's so weird.
Mm. Anyway. Kiefer Sutherland was actually 19 at the time when they filmed this movie.
How adorable.
Lori Loughlin. She was about 22 as well. 21, 22.
Okay. It's not too bad. So at least for the main ones. What about Mr. Zane?
Mr. Zane. I'm going to look up Mr. Zane.
43.
Where?
43.
Actually, he was 20.
Okay, so fair. All right, now look up all the background characters. No, I'm kidding.
pretty much like of the main cast, like they were at least reasonably close in age to the to being teenagers.
Yeah, but those background guys gotta be fucking 50. So I think how some of this starts is someone selling drugs to Keanu's like 12-year-old brother, or however old his brother's meant to be. I can't remember. So there's like a drug problem at the school and the rich kids just hate everyone and think they're top shit.
So just like life.
Yes. It's very accurate to life. Whereas we're supposed to sympathize with the rich kids, I think. But like, why? Why can't I think?
Now, if this was made in present day, no one would be paying attention here. Half of them have their phones out recording TikToks of themselves in the assembly.
Mm. Exactly.
NCIS. It's NCIS. That's where he was on. I remember him well from Joe Spano.
Yes. What? No. Sorry, I wasn't paying attention.
Yes.
I'm still trying not to laugh that that guy's name is Mule.
Everyone in high school had a weird name.
Look at that guy's hair! Oh, you missed it. Go back, camera. There, look! In the middle! Here.
Oh, that's
with the yellow! In the yellow striped yes. top! What is that?
That's a flock of seagulls haircut.
What's the Patreon tier for that hairstyle, Bede?
It's at least about another 5 more subscribers.
Come on, people, sign up. Patreon.com/supernetwork. Let's do this.
I want my hair to look like a flock of seagulls.
Did you
3 not... years from now, this show's just going to be like weed with just a bunch of bead with a bunch of wigs.
Yes.
Yes.
It's his lifelong dream. So
exactly.
Sorry. You go first.
I was going to say, like on last week's episode, we talked about how Amber Heard, she who will not be named, had a big, like, big cupboard full of guns. That's going to be me, except it's going to be all wigs.
Yeah. By the way, that kid from before is wearing, like, a tie to school. But anyway, did you yes. guys ever, like, when you're in high school or school, did you have, like, the cops come in and talk to you about this shit? Like...
Oh.
Dangers of drink driving and drugs, because I don't remember any of this shit happening.
I mean, we had people come in and talk about that stuff, but they weren't police officers.
That guy to the right of that chick with the earrings, he was just the guy that was operating the boom mic.
Indeed.
Bede, I want you to dress like that guy with his brown pants and brown plaid. No,
he's wearing too much brown. Wear
that mule guy's fucking sweater. Look at that. It's beautiful.
That's a Christmas sweater right there.
I can't get over that weird looking hard Canadian 50 blonde kid with the tie and sweater vest.
Indeed.
And that guy having Marcy's hair from 1987 with the curls.
When does the killer come and start picking these douchebags off one by one?
See, I wish that was
this movie. See, these kids got the wrong idea from that whole when the policeman, I mean, went the whole what the principal was saying. It's like we want you kids to like to stop judging people and stop thinking everyone's a criminal. And now they're all like, let's start our own justice group.
Yes.
Our own vigilante group.
Yep. See, Keanu's smart. Well, sort of. Set the right example, bro.
See, this is how it all started, and this was the John Wick prequel.
No, like, having, the cop come to your school, that's how it started. How it's going is, like, them blowing up the school.
Yes.
For whatever fucking reason, I don't know. I'm obsessed with his hair.
Lori Loughlin's working too many jobs to hang out with this crew.
She's way too poor. She shouldn't have a job. Like, you feel like these kids wouldn't date anyone who was, like, poor.
Exactly.
That's what I'm getting at.
Even the poor kids in this movie look pretty well off.
Look at what they're wearing to school. Who fucking wears that to school?
I was wearing that yesterday. I don't know what you're talking about.
I want to see you wear all three of those outfits.
That's one for breakfast, one at lunch, and one at dinner time.
Exactly. But which is which? What do you wear for breakfast?
Ooh, Keanu's would definitely be dinner wear.
With the blazer.
The dude... Yes. With the dude wearing the Christmas sweater, that'd obviously
that's
be
Mule.
Breakfast attire.
That's Mule. Mule. His name's Mule. Like a drug
And
Mule.
The other guy... Yeah. And
the other guy Scotty. Scotty. Get the names right.
Well, Scotty, he would definitely be lunchwear.
So you got to wear the big Christmas sweater for breakfast.
Well, it's cold in the morning, so you need something warm to wear for breakfast.
Warms up for lunch, and then you got to be sophisticated for dinner.
Exactly.
It sounds like a day at John Cena's house.
Is he in this movie? Because I can't see him.
Oh, God.
Whoa.
Whoa.
I'm Keanu.
Men. I know. Okay, dudes. Sorry.
I know Kung Fu.
I know Kung Fu. I can't do a Keanu impression, I'm sorry. Oh my god, like he looks like such a preppy!
I don't think I've ever met anyone who's taken their sweater off and actually legit put it over like that. I've seen people, I mean, I put it around my waist, like if I do have a sweat, you know, just see if it's hot, but never like that.
Oh no, I do that on purpose, just to look like a dickhead.
Keanu, stop bothering me. I'm trying to find ways to get my daughter into college illegally.
you challenge me, Bid.
Batch is going to do it now.
Yes. Oh, oops. Batch is going to do it.
Yep.
He's doing it. He's got the sweater out.
It's for the Patreons.
This is why you need to be on our Patreon to see the video version, because it's beautiful.
Indeed. Indeed.
Waiting for a batch. Batch has got it. Boy, come on.
You working got on it.
Yeah, boy. Yeah.
I'm working on it.
He's getting there.
Sexy, sexy.
There you go. There we are. You're a preppy batch.
Total preppy.
Rest of the album.
Beautiful.
Oh, wait, I got to do another.
Good to know. Yeah.
The nut, the second nut.
By the way, does anyone know what calculus is? And did anyone take calculus? Because I don't know what it is, and I don't believe I ever did it.
I don't think I ever did either, but I'm assuming calculus might have been something to do with math or something like that. I don't know.
We sound like dumb shits because we are.
I know. To be fair. Like
numbers.
To be fair.
To be fair.
To be fair.
I have been out of high school for like at least over 20 years now, so.
Yeah, but if we were Hollywood actors, we would have
smoke, smoke, smoke. Been
nice. Smoke, smoke, smoke.
Smoke, smoke, smoke.
Although, since this is like a PG TV movie, they're like just smoking regular menthol cigarettes.
Oh, I could go for a menthol right now. So fresh. This is the party from Freddy's Revenge.
I thought it was the party from No Retreat, No Surrender.
Oh,
what the fuck is that? What is that mask? What is that?
It's a duck mask.
It looked like a bear mixed with a duck.
What are they doing? Why are they interrupting a party for?
I don't know.
What does this achieve? This is really full on for... they're the ex-presidents!
And Keanu went up against them in Point Break. Holy shit, this is the prequel to Point Break.
Yep.
Johnny Utah before he was Johnny Utah.
Mm-hmm. I'm Johnny Utah.
Hey, you ruined my best sweater, man.
Yeah, I think the handprint is like their Brotherhood of Justice symbol thing. Like, I don't know who this kid is. I don't know the context. I can't remember. Man, the
then they all take out their disguises. So they all roll up to the party. Hey, what happened, guys?
Yeah, they should.
Indeed.
Look at all these sweaters. Man, what's the Brotherhood of Justice?
Yeah, man.
So basically the Brotherhood of Justice wants to protect people by intimidating them and destroying their parties?
And by doing so, Keanu abandons his girlfriend and Kiefer Sutherland can pick up the pieces.
This one does.
Now, I like how Kiefer Sutherland still has, like, the haircut, like, he would have for, like, The Lost Boys. Look, it's the same hairdo.
When I was growing up, you know, I had The Lost Boys, Stand By Me, this movie. I was fucking obsessed with Kiefer Sutherland. He was like my big crush with like Keanu and Christian Slater. I don't know what it was about Kiefer Sutherland, and then the more dirty, sleazy characters he played, the more I ate that shit up. I was like, I want to marry him. I don't know why. It was weird.
He's just a good Canadian boy.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Who got his car from Mr. Miyagi?
Yes.
He went down to Miyagi's car yard.
That car legit looks like it came from the 1950s.
Oh, add.
Add.
I gotta add too. Ads are in sync.
Okay, now that we've got ads, I could talk about the trivia of this movie.
And it's fucking Tubi Originals are coming! Holy shit!
That's what I'm saying.
It's from the producers of Sharknado.
Sorry,
back. We are not going to do this. We're not going to do this movie, Tubi. No.
Oh, wait a minute. The ad's almost finished. I can't do trivia. No!
We're at 25:05. We haven't come back yet.
Swim.
All right. We are back. Another are ad. You back? No, we'll pause. We're at 25:06. Let me know.
Okay.
All right. We'll just sit here.
So I'm confused by that ad for Swim. So basically the producers of Sharknado are like, we want to do another shark movie, but we actually want to legit make
a series. Yeah, I'm back. I'm back. I'm back.
Yep. 25:06:07 for us. In sync. 25:11:12.
Okay.
Yep.
Sync.
Yep. Sweet. They're taking their masks off, thinking they're cool.
Hey guys, we protected everyone. Yay!
Let's go skydiving.
Yes.
Let's go rob some banks. Look at his jacket.
That dude looks like Martin Short.
Oh my god. I knew he looked something.
Oh, yeah. Brotherhood of justice.
Put your fists in. Fist him. Come on. Let's do it. For the Tubi-hood, man.
It's not the brotherhood. It's the brotherhood.
The bro.
Oh. See, we just had an ad break there, like in the movie. Like, it went black, paint the black of them back. And I'm thinking, like, Tubi should have put the ad right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, right? Well, his brothers are fucked up on some drugs. I know when I'm stoned, I just sit shirtless on my bed, zoned out.
He's just sitting there. He's just lying there because he had a bad dream and he was on a ship called the Titanic and he died.
Fuck off.
I think that's a really heavy indica. He needs a nice sativa or some CBD.
Yeah.
Yes. Even though when he was like lying on the bed, his pants were like way high. They were almost up to his nipples.
Yeah, you needed high waist jeans. Come on, do the head thing.
So if this movie came out in 86, didn't this movie also come out the same year as your favorite movie, Marcy, Stand By Me, which also features Kiefer Sutherland?
Yep. Although I think they filmed that between 84 and 85, maybe. Because Kiefer Sutherland was like 17 when he filmed, so.
Yeah.
I'm digging this teacher, so you fucking idiots are going to teach you how the fucking apple flies to the fucking tree over here. So pay the fuck attention and stop passing notes.
Wow. I can't read that note. It's too...
It said, we're heroes. Let's do it again.
Oh, okay. It's just the screen was so bleached out, I could barely read that piece of paper.
Wait, this school has a gym? Like a gym? Like a workout gym? What the fuck?
Indeed.
Our gym was just the basketball court.
Indeed.
Dude, that guy is fucking 35.
Now, Marcy, is there a character in this movie named Colin? Because the person who plays him, I have some interesting trivia about that person.
Go for gold. What do you have to say?
Well, besides being an actor...
Who's Colin?
The actors say... Well, that's what I mean. Is he part of the Brotherhood or not? That's why I was asking.
Which Colin? You have to point him out to me.
I don't know who he is. I'm asking you.
Oh, I don't know. Let me look it up. It's been a while. Leave me alone.
I'm just sort of wondering, because I want to find out who each of these people are in the movie.
I don't know. Okay, the weird-looking one is called Barnell.
That's the weird-looking one?
The one that had the tie with the sweater vest.
Okay.
The one that looks 12 when he's not. Colin is played by Don Michael Paul, so I don't know which one that is.
Yeah, that's why I'm trying to find a younger picture of him, but I can't find one, so I can, like... Find out what he looks like. Because I have interesting trivia on him. Okay, so he's basically like... Okay, I'm going to have to, like, go... Okay, he's this guy. See. In the...
I have no idea. I can't tell. Anyway.
Oh, okay, she's pissed at him, but to be fair...
To be fair!
This movie took place before cell phones, so he couldn't really call her.
Mm.
That is true.
And he's rich, so yeah, he doesn't want to use a payphone.
Indeed, how ungrateful is she? Alright, so Don Michael Paul, who plays Colin, if we see him at all in this movie.
Let's look out for Colin and which one it is. Yeah.
Yes. He's also a director, besides an actor. And you know what his debut film was?
As a director?
Yeah.
What? Surprise me.
Half Past Dead with Steven Seagal.
Shit. Okay.
And he also directed Who's Your Caddy? Jarhead 2, Field of Fire, Sniper Legacy, Tremors 5, Bloodlines, Kindergarten Cop 2, Sniper Ghost Shooter, Tremors A Cold Day in Hell, Death Race Beyond Anarchy, Scorpion King, The Book of Souls.
So he makes shitty sequels, basically.
Yeah. Essentially, yeah. So he's directed a lot of, like, direct-to-video sequels to movies.
I'm trying to read the subtitles to work out who's who, but it's not working.
Oh my gosh, he also directed Lake Placid, The Final Chapter.
So basically he directs movies that we'll probably do for Tubi Tuesdays.
Exactly.
Also, I have no fucking idea how that sport is played, because I'm Australian, we didn't have it here. I mean, people play it here, but I don't get it. And why do all the girls have their undies on the outside?
It was the 80s.
I don't know.
And why do they all want to have an orgy with each other?
This is a weird remake.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, that was a weird remake of Caligula.
Well, fuck off.
Now your turn, Batch. Sorry.
Never mind.
His joke lost. Unfortunately, when we have to, when we record, like, you know, over the internet, we're going to have, like, a 1 or 2 second delay, so sometimes we talk over each other and we don't mean to.
Yes. I apologize.
Are his parents ever home?
He has no parents.
He's Batman. He doesn't have parents.
Oh, right, of course. His maid is his Alfred.
Yes. So if Keanu is Batman, who is Daddy Nucci? Which Robin is he?
Jason Todd, the one that's strung out on drugs.
Yeah.
Yes. I just like to watch you naked.
Ew. Put one out in you.
Ew, no.
No.
Why do we need to see him in the shower?
That was disturbing.
I mean, we didn't see anything, but still, that wasn't necessary. Uh-oh, he's going to go through his wallet. It's...
My brother's got...
Sugar!
I was going to say, Marcy, that he's got a sugar addiction.
Jesus.
Oh! I'm going to drag you nude out of the... Oh, he's wearing underwear in the shower. I saw it.
He was.
His brother's a never nude.
His name's Willie.
What drugs, Teddy?
Yes!
It doesn't matter. You're not my fucking mother.
I'll cue you. Mm. Keanu, mean face. Mm.
This literally is the scene out of the room.
Where'd you get the drugs? Do you think
Nothing
they're gonna go?
You.
Do you think they're gonna go bash the druggie, the drug dealer?
Yes. Yes.
I have memories of this movie, but I can't remember like everything.
Holy shit. You know who was an executive producer of this movie?
Fuck who?
The infamous John Peters.
Oh shit, really?
Of Batman, Tango and Cash, and Wild Wild West fame.
And where's the giant spider in this movie?
It's actually Billy Zane.
Poor Billy Zane. I love Billy Zane. Leave him alone.
Actually, no, it was Laurie Lockwood.
Yeah, that's better.
Do you know how to fix a car? No, I don't know how to fix a car. Do you know how to fix a car? Nope.
What's a color?
So many of these, I don't know how to fix them.
Oops, Keanu's fucking pissed! Man, we gotta go take the drug dealers out! Sorry.
First they mess with... Oh wait, that was Nicolas Cage, sorry. Bro, they mess with my dog, now they're messing with my teenage half-brother, boy-lover person.
Oh, personal revenge moves at targets up the list.
He's gonna go all John Wick on those teenagers.
In his big
exactly,
trench
as
coat.
He should.
Which one?
I hope it's the kid in the wheelchair.
And he had a rat's tail thing. What the fuck? Why do people want to bring back the 80s? The fashion was dreadful.
Indeed.
Although I miss arcades, so they could bring those back.
Is it the kid in the wheelchair?
I guess so.
I don't know!
I think Billy Zane's wearing camo.
Yeah, he does. He's a
he gets it.
Yeah. See, he knows what kind of group they're in. He wants to take the group to the next level.
Look at this dude's hair!
I know! He's got like a blonde rat's tail!
I know, it's weird. Are we sure that's not a clip-on?
I don't know. Why are they all congregating in the men's room?
They're going in there because that's where... They can't go in there. That's where the people will get molested in the boys' room.
It depends.
I was really hoping the drug dealer was the kid with one arm in the wheelchair.
Yeah, I was. They don't even have masks on. Like, he can fucking see you, dickhead.
Why is there a bin in the toilet?
I don't know. And he leaves a note and they're bashing him up without masks. Like, come on, man.
To be fair! This is the 80s. They didn't have security cameras back then. So
I was just about to say that, Bede.
Yes, but people do remember things. Dealers, beware the Brotherhood of Justice.
Oh, look, it's Joe Bob Briggs. Oh, wait, that's not him.
So are we the Tubi-hood of justice?
Yes.
I can't think of anything. So, come on, there's a...
Although, can our Hall of Fame be... The name of them be the Tubi-hood of justice as well?
Yeah, I think that's the Tubi-hood of justice.
Yeah, I think it has to be. But who from this movie makes the Hall of Fame? I'm voting.
Not just anybody gets up.
I'm voting.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm voting Billy Zane, and you'll see why with his character arc in this movie.
Okay,
you already
we'll
saw he's becoming unhinged because he kept bashing on the dealer. I want her hair. I want to do my hair like that now. Just have to say.
Look, it's that 50-year-old one with the mo in the background.
Yes, he's not in high school.
The guy behind that guy.
Old.
That's the first grip right there over the left hand shoulder.
Yes. For real.
I swore one of those students actually was dead set looking at the camera like this.
Yes. Wait, are we sure he was a police chief or the principal? Because they're at the school.
No, he's the principal. The other guy's the police chief.
Okay, because I thought he was the principal. Now I'm getting confused. The Brotherhood of Justice. Groot? Who's
you know
Groot?
Who they should...
There's someone
like
Groot in this movie.
I'm going to have to hold another assembly over this.
Now, I don't know who you are, but the Brotherhood of Justice has to stop.
Holy shit, look at that outfit on the left. Look at that outfit. What is that?
I don't know.
What is he wearing?
I don't know.
I need that outfit.
Did you see the subtitles? They want to start bugging people.
What do they think they are, the CIA?
I don't know. What was this movie trying to achieve? Was there really vigilantism in the 80s? Like, every movie was about it, but did it happen?
Marcy, it has to really say something when Homer's vigilante group in The Simpsons has more credibility than these guys.
But did we really have a massive problem with vigilantes? Oh, well, Kiefer Sutherland's trying to cut his lunch. He's pissed.
Well, we got to remember, during the 70s and 80s, vigilante movies and that were huge at the time.
Because
you have your Charles Bronson films with the Death Wish series and others and a bunch of others. So this is basically kind of like the after-school version of a vigilante film.
Yeah, this is like the kid version of Death Wish, just with less rape and murder. And Billy Zane in glasses.
Indeed. Although they should have cast Charles Bronson as either the principal or the policeman, just so we can have him go like, "All right, kids, that's not how you do vigilanteism."
No, he should have been one of the students. He would have fit right in. Hello,
yes,
I'm a student here.
Whoa, man, who are you? I'm the new hall monitor.
Can we just like Photoshop him into this movie?
Yes.
As Paul Kersey.
Hey, watch it. Yes.
I don't know how Marcy's I'm laughing. Right. Fuck off. Now I snorted again.
Marcy's broken.
Fucking Charles Bronson. Why is it killing me? Someone say something.
I'm just going to let you go until you laugh.
No!
Billy!
We got to go. Billy Tremaine.
Oh no, they killed Billy!
There's always a Billy in every high school movie. I don't think I've only ever met one Billy in my entire life, and he was a dickhead.
Well,
he was all right at the beginning, but then he became a dickhead later on.
Well, my nickname is Billy, so shut up.
All right then, Billy.
So, are they supposed to be good guys? I'm confused.
I don't know!
Pause.
We're at 41:47. Let us know.
All right.
When to all press right.
Trivia, finally. This movie is based on events that actually occurred in 1985 at R.L. Paschel High School in Fort Worth, Texas. The gang was called the Legion of Doom. The actual names and locations are used in this film because once incarcerated...
Stand back, 41:43.
All right, done. So you're at 41:48. Yep. Good.
Stand back.
Yep.
Sorry. Yep.
All right. So the actual names and locations are not used in this movie because once incarcerated, the members of the Legion of Doom were prohibited from doing books or movies about the gang. So basically, this movie was inspired by this gang, this high school gang called the Legion of Doom.
Mm.
Although, interesting enough, the film is almost identical to the theatrically released film Dangerously Close, which came out the same year and even features some of the same actors who appeared in this film.
Mm.
Ooh.
Oh, here's the confrontation. She only worked a couple days last week. I guess it takes a little while to get used to things. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
How much time has passed? Like a day, but now it's weeks.
I don't know. Kiefer Sutherland likes girls who whistle with their fingers, or so he says. We don't know what that's a euphemism for. Use your imagination.
Indeed. I like it that Kiefer Sutherland's character is meant to be the outsider, like the nerdish character, but he's like still good looking.
I know, he's like very nerdy and shy, but it's like, dude, if 17-year-old Kiefer Sutherland was at my high school when I was 17, I would have been following him around like a puppy dog until he gave in and said he liked me, basically.
Indeed.
I like that he wears cowboy boots to school. Fuck, I can't talk.
Indeed.
Yeah, don't get too attached to the car. Just saying. Also, this must be a shit high school if they need to be vigilantes for some fucking reason.
They're just basically vigilantes because they're bored. That's basically it.
Well, no, people are terrible.
Oh, look, yep. They did something to somebody's car. Ooh. Yeah, Brotherhood.
See, they couldn't remake this movie now because if they did, like, security cameras would have caught them already and they would have been off the jail within 5 minutes.
You'd think.
They've been let out of jail after 5 minutes because they're rich white people.
Well, that is a good point.
I mean, look, with all the security measures in place, you know, America, sadly, has had the problem with school shootings, so I don't think the cops would have gotten there in time anyway.
Hmm.
Not to be, you know, bring the podcast down, but let's talk about how stupid this is. They're going to smack the guy up.
Oh! Oh! Ouch!
Yep.
It's a bump.
That dude died after that accident.
He's dead, Jim. I mean, way to make it obvious. Well, they double-team them in the showers.
That's a different movie.
That's the Brotherhood of Bang was... Bang. Sorry. Go.
That was... Never mind.
Look at what he's wearing. Oh, my God.
Well, this clothes combination.
What are
somebody
they doing?
So many sweaters in this movie.
I know, right? Billy Zane has got junk in his trunk.
He's got a switchblade.
Mm-hmm. I was just saying, with what he was wearing, his dick was going everywhere. Just saying. Meanwhile, he's got a knife.
And he's got a knife!
They're coordinating all of this for some reason. Their reaction was brilliant!
He stabbed me in the ass!
Ah! Holy shit!
What are they doing?
These guys are fucking psychos!
Yep.
They're not a vigilante group, they're a psychopathic group. They could be the Firefly family.
I feel like half of them have gone off and doing their own thing.
She knows what's up.
She's cluing in.
Now listen, Keanu, there's...
As we go to commercial.
Now listen, Keanu. Now, Keanu, there are some illegal activities I can even though I've done illegal activities in the past, I do not condone this.
No way.
you know what's funny? You know what this movie also reminds me of? I don't know if you both have seen it. A film called The Star Chamber. Have you both seen that movie?
Never heard of it.
It stars Michael Douglas, and it's basically like, from what I remember, something happened to him. And like, he's a guy who's like, I can't remember what exactly happened, whether it, like somebody he knew was murdered or something like that. And he tries to get justice, but the person was let off. I could be completely wrong about the plot, so please forgive me. It has been ages since I've seen the movie. But then he finds this like this secret group of judges who basically like are a vigilante group who go out of their way to kill people who have actually done wrong again by the law.
Mm.
And again, they vote whether that person should be guilty or not.
Mm.
He like at first he's like a part of it, but then he realizes like, oh, they're using their power to at a point actually kill people who are actually innocent.
Yeah, this is like the
that's what this movie reminds me of.
I'm acting like this, and then you and yes! you. And...
I'm pointing at you.
You.
Got my two fingers out.
And you with the knife.
Billy Zane, you. Put your knife away.
And then Keanu's like, excellent. So yeah, maybe a double feature. So I recommend double feature, The Star Chamber and Brotherhood of Justice.
They want to get someone called Pasty. Okay.
The names of the people they go after in this whole movie is weird.
Wow, they want to attack somebody who dobs them in for cheating. Wow, what heroes. And he's
okay,
ugly. He's ugly, so he's a target. Wow.
Okay, so I've got the plot summary of the Star Chamber. So I'll read this so people can know what the actual plot of this friggin' movie is about. Judge Stephen Harden, Michael Douglas, is discouraged by the failures of the legal system after seeing hardened criminals go free on technicalities. Acknowledging Harden's perspective, his peer, Benjamin Caulfield, Hal Holbrook, introduces him to the Star Chamber, a secret organization that condones vigilante action in cases where justice has not been served. However, as the Cabal sentences two criminals to death, Harden finds them falsely accused, he clashes with the powerful group. So it's essentially, yeah, that's the plot of the movie.
Why are they being so mean to him? And how is Billy Zane, an underage kid, smoking at the table?
He's just jealous.
He's so jelly.
Why didn't you do anything, man?
Man.
Dude.
Bruh. See, look, he's fucking smoking.
Well, you were allowed to smoke in restaurants back then.
But he's underage. Well, in terms of the movie.
Yeah, that is true. Maybe that was a different time back then.
I don't fucking know.
Whoa.
These guys are just dickheads, honestly.
I like how where their table is. It's like literally right next to the jukebox. Like it's they're sitting back on the jukebox.
They're pretty much like,
let's do it.
They're pressuring Keanu to do the more shitty things now. And he's neglecting his girlfriend, but then he gets jealous when his girlfriend makes other friends. Like, fucking get with the times, dude. We want you, Pasty. Pet sinner. Get ready to meet your maker. Uh-oh.
So this movie's... Basically, this movie, for most part, is trying to portray these guys as the heroes, but in reality, they're the actual villains.
Yeah, pretty much.
Hey, no. Totally pop if I keep it still and just busted out some martial arts and beat them all up.
Yes.
That would pop 4DU big time.
Holy sh! Is it just me or has Kiefer Sutherland's hair gotten bigger since the last scene we saw?
I think it did.
Like, even though it was like 5 seconds ago.
His hair is way bigger. It's amazing.
Kiefer Sutherland should just sit there and be like, wait a second, I know who you guys are. It's not that hard to tell from the
ballot. I know! It's fucking obvious!
Bust your table.
You're on the list with, like, Warner Brothers, J.K. Rowling, and also all the other celebrities we hate, and then Lori Loughlin. Oh, wait, we've got to scratch her off because she's Keanu's girlfriend, and also these other people.
Uh-oh.
Busted.
They're wearing the same jacket.
They are. But denim was the style at the time.
Those Canadian tuxedos right there.
Canadian tuxedos, yes. I like
they,
it.
They should be wearing double denim, damn it.
Oh, fuck yeah. Double denim was the shit.
Victor, kiss me like you're John Stamos. Jesus.
Why are we standing in the middle of the street?
I know, there's a car coming, for fuck's sake.
I'm pretty sure that's a tram, like, line that they're on right now.
I don't know! I'm scared.
The tram's gonna hit them.
Okay, now the next
day... It's okay, Marcy, we're halfway through this movie.
The next day. I mean, I've seen this so many times, I'm trying to remember... certain things.
I know, like, Keanu and Danny Mucci are meant to be brothers, but they don't look alike at all.
Nope. They really don't. They look like they've not only had different mother, but different father.
Exactly. Danny Mucci's adopted, or is it Keanu who's adopted?
I don't know. One of them's adopted.
They're both adopted. You broke off our date for the fifth time. I'm upset, but I'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah, Derek.
Yeah.
Why is it that every douchebag... My question, like, why is it that in every high school movie, every douchebag is named Derek?
His hair looks so...
No offense at all.
So funny right now. Sorry.
No offense to all the Dereks out there, because there's some pretty cool ones out there. But yes. It just seems like in every high school movie I see, there's always a dickhead named Derek.
Yeah, they're like, Derek! His hair just looks so, I don't know, so perfect, but also very blondy.
Hmm. Sort of that sandy kind of color.
Hmm. Yeah, Derek.
Yeah.
You're a rich kid and you're bashing up poor kids. You're a dick.
With your stupid sweaters.
Nearly got
Donald
me.
Trump watched this. Donald Trump watched this movie. He's like, I approve of this gang. I want to start my administration with the Brotherhood of Justice doing all the work.
Do you know what the Brotherhood of Justice reminds me of? Like how they think they're doing like this great work. This is what I reckon people like, you know, the lockdown protesters, anti-maskers. This is what they think they are, the heroes. When we're all sitting here going, the fuck are you doing? Get fucked. You don't know what the fuck you're doing. Get fucked, basically. Anyway, that's my rant for the day. Danny Nucci's hair looks like a bowl. It does. I feel like it's like now, one of Keanu... those Lego hairs that you can just take off.
Indeed. It looks like a helmet.
Now, Now,
Keanu, tell me, do I look like Justin Bieber? Are you going to beat me up because of that?
Right! It's 80s Justin Bieber. Gee, the most obvious Whoa. Person running the group is, who everyone thinks is running the group.
Well, you are about 5 years old. That's true.
He's a Canadian hard 10.
Yes. Okay, I saw that too.
He needs to get out the booger sugar first.
Yes.
Oh my god, this movie was such a good choice.
Hey guys, stop trying to run me over. I'm just skateboarding here.
I love how like half of the cars at this school are Beatles.
Indeed.
That is the best car.
And most of the cars look exactly the same. So it just shows how bland rich kids are.
All the rich kids just have fucking convertibles because it's cool. He is in double denim, by the way. Keanu did the double denim like a good boy.
Hells yeah. All right, I came down here because the Brotherhood of Justice made fun of my balding head.
I saw the speech of my kid's TikTok.
So they should remake this movie, do it with female characters, and then just call it the Sisterhood of Justice.
No, I call it the Sisterhood of TikTok. I almost got you. I was getting close. Although, if this was made at the same time, like in the 80s, but it was the Sisterhood of Justice, who would it have had? Would it have had, like, you know, Demi Moore or Molly Ringwald or something?
Cool. That's a hard choice. It'd have to be up-and-comers, because we got to remember, Keanu and Kiva weren't huge at the time. They were only just starting out. Mm. I guess Demi Moore would make sense.
Because she just kind of really started in the 80s.
Hmm. Not sure. I have to really think about that.
These kids.
All right, Principal. Now that I'm here, I need you to explain me one thing. How come if I'm a special guest star, I've been in this movie more than one scene?
And you know what? His speech is spot on because he's like, we got 3,000 kids, and most of them are good. It's a handful that are fucking it up. Just like society, where the fucking handful of people are keeping us in a fucking lockdown. And I don't care what anyone says.
or anyone. There's dickheads out there that just make this worse, and you guys can fuck off. End.
I got 3,000 kids here. Most of them are okay, but two of them, they're real fucking stupid.
It's a billion things.
We gotta cater to those two. Because we gotta cater to two of those students. We're, oh, add.
We're at 58.54. We have an ad. It's going to be a quick one, so we'll be back pretty soon. We're already almost over.
Yeah, the ads are quick this. The ads are quick this time. I like you.
And we
okay,
are
okay. We're almost there.
Back at 58.55.
All right, Bart. Now I need you to write the. We're watching you, the Brotherhood, on the whiteboard at least 100
times.
Look
at that guy!
Look at that dude's hair!
Look at what he's wearing! What that is a that? Texas.
That guy is from Texas. That is the outfit you wear in Texas.
Uh-oh. Someone stole his rich kid bicycle. Motorbike, whatever.
It took me 100 lawnmower jobs to get that bike. And what I mean by lawnmower jobs, I just got my butler to do it for me.
How fucking accurate.
Why was it Rob Lowe in this movie?
Jesus, these guys are racist cunts.
Indeed.
Yeah, this guy wears a leather jacket to school, and we're supposed to feel sorry for him for being a rich kid whose bike was stolen. Okay, dude.
Does anyone actually wear, like, those kind of blazer thing? You know, like those high school blazer things in high school?
You mean like a Letterman jacket? A Letterman jacket?
Yeah, Letterman.
The one Mule's wearing, I think that's Mule. Yeah, that one.
Yeah, like what he's wearing right now. Like, does anyone in high school, at least like in America or Canada, actually wear those type of things? Or is that just a movie thing?
I have an AEW jacket like that.
Okay.
Yeah, but did assume, you wear? Yes. But would people wear that in high school?
Probably, yeah, yeah.
Because we just would get like a sweater. With just the school name on it, with everyone's names on the back for your year level, and that was it.
It's a jock thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's making us look cool because we know we're not going to amount to anything else in life after high school.
See, I find it really interesting that the sort of the social thing in like high school movies or whatever. It's like jocks and cheerleaders. Mm. We had none of that at fucking school. No one gave a shit who was sporty or not.
Yeah. Yeah, it was like in high school, I used to hover around with all the different groups and cliques.
Oh, no, I was still with the outcasts, but we were just outcasts because we fucking watched TV and shit. But people still talk to us and whatever.
Australia's weird, guys.
Indeed.
My high school experience looked nothing like anything I've seen in a movie, so there you go.
There's that ad break again, and yet Tubi didn't take the opportunity to put their actual ads at that spot.
No. Oh, look! Another convertible for the rich kids to drive in. I feel so sorry for you.
Although, even though we kind of talked about this before, where are the parents?
They don't exist. They don't give a shit.
I never felt safe driving a convertible.
I feel like someone will squash you. Someone will just jump in and attack you or something.
All this is just archival footage from Valley Girl. Them driving down the street.
You just want to bring up Nicolas Cage.
Yes. Olele!
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly why am I not in this movie? I was famous around this time. I could have played a high school student. I could have gone and did vigilantism, but I would have done it as Ghost Rider. Or I would have been known as Teen Ghost Rider.
This movie gets 3 stars from me, because I think it's pretty decent, just saying. I like that we fucking hate the characters that we're supposed to like. Or something, I don't fucking know. Who are these dudes?
Daddy Trio isn't one of the members, I'm upset.
Busy.
Mm.
So, like, hey, a real gang is coming up to these guys and they, like, fucking don't know what to do.
See, that's the funny thing I like about a scene like this or any movie. It's like the high school vigilante group think they're tough as shit, but when they go up against an actual real gang, they're like, oh, jeez, no, don't hurt us.
Yeah, exactly.
Just like in real life.
Yep.
What a bunch of wimps. Come over here, man. I'll fuck you up. Look at the score.
Look, they all look like they're shitting their pants, and Billy Zane has a fucking gun.
It's actually a cap gun.
I told you, Billy Zane is the character who goes on the Hall of Fame from this movie.
Not stereotypes at all.
No, not at all. Look at them, they're all shitting in their pants. How could he see?
He did it, his thing was like this. He had to look out like that just to see.
How the fuck could he see with his bandana over his eyes?
Have you seen Danny Trejo? We're looking for him.
Oh wait, these kids are old enough to be having gone to high school last year?
They're seniors. So what did you come here
for, quarterback? Yeah, quarterback. Friend's bike was stolen. Big roadster
Red. We're looking for it. Red, whoa. Why'd you come here, man? You think I stole it? We don't know who stole it. This dude looks like a pre-Clifton Collins Jr.
Yes. You think a Mexican stole your friend's bike? Yeah, racist.
It was obviously another white guy.
Mm-hmm.
Even though he was like at least a mile away, I'm pretty sure that guy who stole my bike was a Mexican.
Mm-hmm.
It could have been a Samoan, Holmes.
I don't know how he saw anything because we barely saw the guy steal his bike.
Indeed, like I said, the bike from the window was like a legit almost a mile away.
And Billy Zane's just adding it in, going, he was eating a taco at the time. Like, fucking hell. Then we're
gonna run a helicopter. Wow. Mind you, I'm 12 years old.
He's a Canadian hard 12.
Yes.
Which might be my favorite joke we've ever made on this show, is
yes.
Aging someone.
It makes no sense either when you think about it.
Oh, you know what? We haven't done our running thing yet. How do we tie this movie back to Machete Kills so it's part of the Tubi cinematic universe?
Easy, these guys are part of the network.
Good point. They're part of the network. Michelle Rodriguez's network.
Mm-hmm.
I like that idea.
And
yep.
We never saw it, but the pizza place that Kiefer Sutherland works at sells fried chicken.
Ah, yes. Yes.
Damn sure.
I'm very sad. We haven't seen fried chicken for a little while in this show.
Someone's going to have to pick. Whose pick is it next? Bede.
Mine.
You're going to have to find something with fried chicken, mate.
Oh, I know a movie that has fried chicken. Don't you worry. That'll be my next pick.
Is it Killer Joe? Even though that's not a Tubi Tuesday movie, because it's good.
No, that's more of a Tubi Fair.
That's a
movie.
Tubi Fair.
To be fair.
To be fair.
To be fair.
Is it Poltergeist?
No, I think. All right, you know what? I had another movie in mind, but you know what? Since the movie I'm thinking of doesn't actually have, actually both the movies I have in mind have chicken in them. Now that I think about it. But I'll let. But I won't say anything. I'm going to let that be a surprise for next week's show.
Exactly. You'll just have to
now
tell
that
us
I said it, though. We are going to have to do Poltergeist at some point on this show.
Yes. Yes. I haven't seen that for so long. Next time, leave it at home,
Les.
Yeah,
but Les. I love you guys, though. Les.
Les takes his guns. I'm telling you, Billy Zane is our Hall of Famer from this movie. Fucking psycho.
I don't want to make his...
It's not there yet, but give it time.
He will be.
I don't want to make assumptions, but I'm thinking like Billy Zane's the loose cannon of the group.
You don't say. All right, now make out.
Yes.
You stole my joke. Now kiss.
I don't want to kiss Keanu. Man.
That other gang scared me. I don't want to be in a vigilante group anymore.
He's going to be a solo vigilante. Sorry, terrorist. I mean, what? Did I spoil the movie? Whoops. He's crying. He's so sad.
No, I can't commit crimes anymore.
That's what you think.
Stupid I'm just going to sit there and go, murr, murr. Meanwhile, back at the cafe.
Meanwhile, wherever the fuck we are.
Every time I see, like, extras in a movie, I just keep thinking of, like, an old sketch from French and Saunders. It's like, in the background, when you see extras talk, they just imagine them just saying stuff like, rhubarb, 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 rhubarb.
Just have a fake conversation.
Indeed.
I want to be an extra. As somebody who has a conversation about this movie in the background.
Indeed. As somebody who has done extra work, I can tell you that is, I have done the fa-fa-fa-fa-fa.
Fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa.
Whoa.
What are you talking about, mule?
Actually, I'll tell you guys this. If you want to see a really good Keanu Reeves in high school movie, check out Permanent Record. That's a good movie, but Permanent Record's a really good one.
I have no idea.
Yeah, it's about like, it might have came around the same time as this film. It's like basically it follows a group of high school students dealing with the one of their mates committing suicide and how they sort of deal with it. It's actually a legit good movie. Unfortunately, there's no vigilantism in that movie, sadly. Now I just brought the whole podcast down by being very serious. Oh no, that poor convertible! That poor convertible, what did he ever do? Hand acting, throw ball!
Sweaters on shoulders!
They just ruined everybody's cars. What a bunch of dicks. Or was it them?
Oh, he's got his sweater looking like Batch does.
Yeah, that's Batch's new hero, Scotty, from this movie.
Indeed. I gotta do more.
Batch's gotta make the changes. Guys, this is my favorite time of the week is when we do 2B Tuesdays.
We got it over the shoulders. There we go.
Yeah, I feel like we're like a family unit now.
Oh.
Yes.
No. Thanks, guys.
You're my brothers from the Hood of Justice.
Yes.
The Brotherhood of Justice.
The 2B Hood of bad movies or something. I don't know. I'm not clever. See, I can't come up with anything. Sorry.
So you know when somebody is really angry when the teacher throws away his stress ball? He's like, oh, this isn't working.
Remember stress balls?
Yes.
It's assembly time.
Look at his jacket. Ooh, I like the sweater, Keanu. Nah, Scotty's my favorite dressed one, and I love his hair.
That dude looks like at least four.
Yeah, sorry.
I've already told you all this. This is my fourth assembly to tell you to stop with the vigilantism.
This is my fourth assembly today. Sorry. I'll shut up. Go.
The principal is just as pissed as our state premier was at his press conference yesterday.
He was very fucking... He was angry.
You knew our state premier was very, very pissed off when he said shitty people or something like that.
Well, yeah. Well,
our prime minister just called an election, so.
I wish we were having a fucking election to get a new prime minister because that dickhead has to get out. I will Brotherhood of Justice that dickhead. I'll condone these actions if it gets him out. Indeed. Whatever my rant was, it's over.
I actually don't mind Trudeau. See, I don't actually mind Trudeau, so.
Yeah.
Except for the blackface 10 years ago.
It was a non-issue, but that's a...
It was a different time.
It was a different time and place. But we learned to... if we know that it's wrong now, then it's all good. Because, you know, we learn from our mistakes.
Exactly. 100%. You cannot go through life angelic and never make any mistakes. We grow and learn. This is so much like I could talk about, but we're talking about Brotherhood of Justice.
Well, I mean, some people make movies where they stab a guy in the ass, but you don't say Billy Zane's a piece of shit.
No, exactly right. Mm. We say Billy Zane is only a piece of shit as Cal in Titanic because he was.
Indeed.
But he was the Phantom and he was sexy as fuck in that movie.
It's the outfit, isn't it, Marcy? The skin tight Phantom outfit.
It is. I'm pretty sure Billy Zane is packing a pretty good dick, just saying.
Does I killed Batch with now? That!
You're PowerPoint on that one.
I snorted. If I'm not sexually inappropriate to someone in the movie...
Boom.
Is it a Tubi Tuesdays podcast if I don't make a dirty comment at least once?
Indeed.
Brotherhood of Tubi fist bump.
Yep.
If
all these guys... time for an awful bead joke. If all these people were superheroes, they'd be known as the Brotherhood of Justice League.
Fuck off. Can we all get matching t-shirts that says... The Tubi-hood of streaming services.
Yes.
I don't know. I can't think of anything clever. I'm really stupid, let's be real. Hey, Bede, remember what it was like to go out and eat dinner that wasn't at your house or takeaway?
What's that? I can't remember any of that.
I'm not going to lie, I did that for the first time like 2 weeks ago. Me and... my buddy and his wife, who we haven't seen in over a year, had dinner at a patio with Mrs. Batch.
Oh, that's beautiful. Aww. Yeah. That's awesome. I'm glad you guys can do that. You know, one day when we can, travel across the world, we will have an in-person, we'll go to Canada, we'll have an in-person fucking party with the Batches. Gonna be the best. Might do it in about, maybe 5 years, but we're doing it.
Yep.
Meanwhile, Billy Zane is making a fucking bomb.
Yeah, he has no idea how to make a bomb, so.
He's sitting there sinisterly making a fucking bomb.
Is this movie a prequel to Demon Knight?
Yes.
It should be.
He takes his vigilantism very seriously. That's why he became the Phantom.
And then Charles Bronson shows up and is like, "No, listen, kid, that's not how you do vigilantism.
You don't know, you're not squinty enough.
Don't kill me. No, kid. Like this. Charles Bronson.
You gotta
shoot him with the big gun.
I'm going exactly. to the floor and hiding. I can't deal with it.
And you gotta have your eyes as squinty as this so you can barely see anyone because they all look the same. All the people, even the innocent ones.
Stop!
Why does this
helps kill me?
That I smoke a big joint, so that way my eyes are a little slit.
I can't handle the Charles Bronson!
And then you're going to be like, wait a second, am I in a Death Wish movie or a different movie that just happens to, could also be a Death Wish movie? I'll just talk like this.
Look at your face!
I can't even see anymore because I'm squinting too much.
It hurts.
But that's okay because I can still shoot people.
I don't have my glasses on, so why am I suddenly really Jewish? I don't know. Moving on.
My tummy hurts from laughing.
Okay, I think we at some point we need to do a Charles Bronson movie at some point.
Yeah, we fucking have to.
It'll be just 2 hours of me and Bede talking like this.
I am Charles Bronson from Bronson, Missouri, or whatever that joke was in The Simpsons.
There is a Tubi movie with the guy that looks like Charles Bronson. I can't remember who that is.
I can't remember the actor's name, but I think it's a horror movie called Cry Havoc or something like that.
He's in a couple of them.
Yeah, we should do one of those.
Who is this person?
I don't know the guy's name, but he looks scarily like Charles Bronson.
Oh, really?
That's the only way reason he has a career now.
Back to the Brotherhood of Justice.
The Brotherhood.
Waiting for Charles Bronson.
This movie should have been set in the same town as The Lost Boys.
Is this movie like in the same cinematic universe as Surf Nazis Must Die?
Yes.
Yes.
And whoa. I'm pretty sure I have that DVD somewhere. Just like I have this on VHS somewhere.
Stack of Trauma movie I referenced to this podcast.
Yes.
We have not done Trauma as of yet, have we?
I'm surprised. I figured we would have.
We've done a few Full Moon films, but I think Trauma needs its time to shine.
But we've never done a Trauma movie.
But are there any Trauma movies on Tubi?
Well, fucking go have a look.
I will after this podcast.
Do hey, your research, Bead.
Yeah.
Shut up.
No. Look at her hair and outfit. You know, as a
sorry,
kid.
I had a bit.
Sorry, you go first.
Sorry.
No, you go first.
I was going to say, like, as a joke, like, the reason my hair is messy like this, I had a busy day trying to get my daughter into college illegally.
Anyways, can't stop it.
Anyways, now your turn, Marcy.
I was going to say, as a kid, this movie was, like, cool, but as an adult, it's like, these kids are fucking dickheads, mate.
Well, that's the thing, though. Like, as a, like, kid, you feel like, yeah, badass, vigilante, guys, and you're an adult. I was like, no, these guys are absolute monsters.
It's like, what the fuck are you doing? Why don't you make your school better by donating some money or something?
Exactly.
Honestly. But I like my money.
I like my convertible and my sweaters.
No trauma like movies in Tubi Canada.
Well, fuck that.
Wow. The only thing I can see is like a doco that says "Greetings from Tromaville," but that's about it.
Yeah, I've seen that on there.
Wait a second. Oh, wait a minute. I found "Return the Nukem High" Volume 1.
Oh,
don't know.
I think Colin is the guy that got his bike stolen. Holy shit!
Oh, shit.
They just made a Molotov cocktail and threw it at a car.
That just escalated quickly.
Yep. Poor Pasty. So these guys have moved to making Molotov cocktails. Led by Billy Zane.
Indeed.
Behind Keanu's back.
Oh geez, Marcy, you know what's on Tubi next? Tubi now, Ghoulies free, Ghoulies go to college.
Oh my god, yes.
Is that the one with Jason Scott Lee in it?
Yes.
That is definitely a future Tubi hit one. Although, yes. After your pick, Bede, it is going to be my Patreon pick, so...
That is true. That is true.
Prepare for the worst.
I'm scared. That was my favorite convertible. It's okay, I got four others in the shed at home.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so I think Colin is the one whose bike was stolen, I think.
Yeah, I think you might be right.
Yeah, that's him.
Yeah, I think you might be right. I think that's the guy I was referring to who directed Half Past Dead with Stevenson.
Yeah, because the other guy, the younger looking one, I think he's got a funny character name.
Maybe since we talk about Steven Seagal so much on this show, since after Sniper Special Ops, we might have to do another episode.
I don't know if I want to.
I'm Steven Seagal sitting in my dominant subway.
I can't do a Steven Seagal impression.
That's a pretty accurate Steven Seagal
impression. I can't do any impressions. So I just don't. I mean, you know.
Is he wearing a sock on his head?
Yes, he's fucking wearing a sock on his head, B.
Damn rich kids wearing socks on their heads. Whoa.
Mule, stop being a dickhead.
Bueller, is there a Bueller here?
Have you forgotten about Martha?
Oh, fuck's sake, no! Jill lives.
Where you been, Martha? We missed you.
Bloody Martha. At least Martha won't get killed by Batman.
Martha, what do you think of the Brotherhood of Justice?
I don't know. What do you think of the Brotherhood of Justice?
Tell us, Martha. No.
Apparently she thinks it's funny.
I don't know, that laugh was very sarcastic.
I think Martha's a big fan of Billy Zane in this movie.
I'm scared. What is going on?
She's lost the plot, mate.
I find it very creepy that these guys always hang out at a carousel.
That's because they like riding them. Yeah, Scotty was smart. Scotty knew exactly. This was a bit wrong.
Even though Scotty doesn't know.
Yeah.
Whoa. Is Billy Zane trying to become the new leader of the gang?
Yes, he's also maybe. He's also inspired Donald Trump's presidential campaign, clearly.
Indeed, I like Billy Zane in this movie. He's an inspiration, and I'm basing my entire presidency on him in this movie.
Mm-hmm. They've lost the plot, basically.
As bad as things are escalating with this vigilante group, for Don Michael Paul, this is nothing compared to working with Steven Seagal on his first film.
Bloody hell. Now they want to target poor Kiefer Sutherland and he did nothing wrong.
Exactly. Whatever's going on with Keanu and Laurie Loughlin is none of these guys' business.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. See, this is what happens when you want to be vigilantes. You take it to the extreme. You don't know what the fuck you're doing.
Did we learn nothing from The Shield?
Exactly.
Apparently.
These people have got a taste of power and they want more.
Mm-hmm.
Even though they're already rich white kids.
I know, they're rich white kids. Like, fuck off, dude. They're all fucked.
Oh, no.
Oh, he dacked him.
Oh, no.
Punch the face.
He's gonna
bash him.
He's gonna John Wick his ass.
He's gonna make a big bomb.
That's how you know he's out of the group. He put the cover up on his convertible.
Yes. He's gonna have to go find Laurie Loughlin and Kiefer Sutherland. For some reason, I don't fucking know. This fucking music is amazing.
I gotta find Kiefer within 24 hours.
Dong dong. Dong dong. Where's the president?
I like how in movies, like in American movies, when they're driving at night, there's like barely anyone on the road.
You fucking drive in Melbourne in the middle of lockdown. There's fucking cars everywhere half the time.
I know, right?
I don't know.
Whee!
Maybe there was just less people in the 80s.
Whoa.
There's a bomb in his car. I don't know. I'm trying to think of what fuck happens in this movie.
To be fair, his 1950s car
to
was
be
already
fair?
A bomb.
To be fair!
It's a beautiful car.
Stop! Don't go into that car! It's too old!
Don't move! Look at him, poor innocent Kiefer Sutherland. He did nothing wrong.
Babyface Kiefer Sutherland. Don't touch that car!
There goes my dog, sorry.
Your dog scared you.
Yes, because he just started barking for no reason.
Indeed. Even he's trying to stop Kiefer from getting into that car.
I didn't.
So, Billy Zane put a fucking bomb on his car.
See, here's the thing, though. I think even before this vigilante group started, Billy Zane was probably already a psycho. Mm-hmm.
And since when did Keanu learn how to defuse a bomb?
He was in Speed. He knew how to defuse bombs in Speed.
True. True.
This is also, not only is it a John Wick prequel, it's also a Speed prequel too. Oil pan. Whoa. That's my only impression. I know how to defuse bombs.
It's a bit fucked.
Well, I guess. Well, but they didn't realize they put a bomb in the pizza place. Now it's
about to make that joke too.
Then the pizza place just blows up.
I'll give you credit to that joke. Since you thought of it first.
It just blows up. That's
this,
a spicy pizza.
This is cool. This goes like bow,
bow, bow. I know. It's nuts.
You wouldn't think this was done by the same guy who did Terminator.
No.
Both Terminators, actually. Mm-hmm. Both Terminator 1 and 2.
Yep. Doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. Doo-doo-doo.
Oh no, I'm going to be arrested. That's okay, I'm going to get out in like a week. Because I'm a rich white kid.
Well, he's reporting their activities to the cops. He's doing the right thing. But you're right.
Yeah, but
he's
they're
not going to get arrested.
Yeah, they're going to... Yeah, they're going to get out in like 5 days. Yeah. Or actually just get a not guilty verdict. Yeah.
Not guilty.
They'll get a, they'll get a hey, stop that.
And
oh, wait, it's over.
That's the movie. Right.
That's it.
Yep.
Wow, that was anticlimactic.
Oh, wait, don't start the next movie, Tubi. I want to, no, go hide. There we go. No. It shows you them getting arrested, basically.
Yeah, photos of them getting arrested.
Yeah.
And they were let out 2 days later. They were let out 2 days later.
And that's it, really.
How anticlimactic. Wow.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
No showdown with Billy Zane.
No. He makes a bomb and goes to jail.
Indeed.
With this music playing.
Holy shit, this is legit basically the opening credits for War and Order.
It is! They were inspired by this movie. Do, do, do.
Indeed. Do, yep. Do. The bum, bum.
Yep. Anyway.
The American. Yes, that is Brotherhood of Justice. With now I've forgotten how much of an anti-climax, anti-climax this whole ending is.
Yeah, I just remember the bomb, but I thought he put the bomb in the school, but it was actually in the car. Whoops.
Yes. Edit. Yes, that was Brotherhood of Justice.
That was Brotherhood of Justice. That was my pick for this week. Revisiting a childhood classic for some fucking reason. There we go.
Indeed, indeed.
Well, thank you to those who have listened to this podcast. We've had a lot of fun doing it, and hopefully our opinions have not offended you in any which way. If so, well, then just fast forward it. Whatever.
Indeed.
Anyway.
Especially mine.
Yeah, especially Bede's bead jokes.
Exactly. Mm.
As usual, you can find us at our base of operations at supermarcy.com. You can find us on the Facebooks at facebook.com/thesupernetwork. You can join our Facebook group at facebook.com/group/thesupernetworkgroup. You can find us on YouTube at the Super Network YouTube channel. You can find us on Twitter at twitter.com
/SM_SuperNetwork. We are on Instagram at the.super.network. We're on TikTok at SuperNetwork. I can't remember if I've forgotten anything else, but you can find us on all the major podcast streaming platforms for the 2B Tuesdays podcast, as well as all our other many podcasts. And of course, if you want to follow me, you can find me at twitter.com/SuperMarcy. Over to Bede.
Indeed, if people want to find me personally, they can find me at my Twitter page at twitter.com/BeeJamine, or my personal writer's page on Facebook at facebook.com/TerribleAussie. And of course, find all my writings over at supermarcy.com with all my reviews and column.
And over to Batch.
Find me every Tuesday on the Web Tales podcast, where me and the one and the only Mr. Mark Chevalier recap all the classic issues of The Amazing Spider-Man from the beginning to the present day. You can also follow us on our socials at Pop4D and on my the TikTok at Batch at Pop4D, as well as Multiverse 5.
Yes.
For all the others.
Highly recommend everybody follow all of us because we are awesome. And next week, it will be Bede's pick, so be scared because who the fuck knows what he's picking. Yep. And the week after that is my Patreon pick, so our Patreons will be voting for that in a few weeks, so keep an eye out for that as well. So, until next time, I've been Super, Bede's been terrible, Batch has been a professor, and together we are forming the 2B Hood of Justice. Booyah.
Fuck yeah. Oh yeah.
Fist bump to end the show. See you everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
They don't like it when their friends end up wrapped around telephone poles because some punk turns them on to PCP. They don't like it when somebody gets raped or beat on.
But they like the idea of a bunch of thugs running around like vigilantes. Is that it?
We're the great white hunters.
Listen, Scotty's right. It's their turf that could eat us for breakfast.
Next time, leave it at home, Les. No guns, got it?
What kind of hurt?
The 2B Tuesdays podcast is proudly sponsored by Surfshark VPN. Why would you have a VPN in this day and age? Well, a lot of people are quite concerned about tracking and their online privacy, and using a VPN ensures that you are safe and secure online. Surfshark VPN provides a lot of extra added layers of security, as well as ad blocker and a kill switch if your information is ever compromised. The other added bonus of having a fantastic VPN with Surfshark is if a movie we're watching on the 2B Tuesdays podcast is not available in your country, you can switch on that VPN, go to the country that it is in, and watch the movie. Surfshark VPN also allows you to do this on other streaming platforms, where if you're missing some content in that library, you can turn this on and have a look at what else is on offer. Surfshark VPN is one of the most reliable and cheapest of the VPNs out there, with up to 81% off offer when you subscribe for 24 months. Please use the link surfshark.deals/supernetwork to take advantage of this amazing deal. Thank you, Surfshark. Surfy shark doo 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 doo. Surfy shark doo 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 doo. Now back to the 2B Tuesdays podcast.